I'm Health Coach Heather, and you are listening to episode 196, Willing to Change. You are listening to the Nourished Connections podcast, hosted by Health Coach Heather, master health coach and wellness educator specializing in family health. This show is about raising a strong, healthy, resilient family with confidence and courage in a confused world. So hang out with me each week to learn practical coaching tips, parenting advice, nutrition and exercise suggestions, and stress reducers to apply to your mental and physical well-being. Welcome back to the Nourished Connections podcast. I am your host, Heather Mitchell. Happy to be back with you guys for another topic that I'm excited to talk about, which is being willing to change. And I've spent the last week or so really just doing some deep self-reflection on my own life and the areas throughout my life where I had to be willing to change in order to get a different result in my life than I was currently getting. And before we jump into that episode, right now I'm on day five. No, this is day four, actually, of the 7-day Whole Foods Reset Fall Edition. So every season, I run a Whole Foods cleanse, a reset, a detox, if you will. They're for families. It's for anybody who just wants to be healthier. Maybe you're looking to lose some weight. Maybe you're just looking to decrease some inflammation in your body so your pain goes away, your physical pain, headaches, whatever's going on for you. And doing a deep cleanse of the liver and detox with whole foods, eating just straight up healthy foods for 7 days is really the ticket to creating a life that helps your body to feel optimal and good. Just really, really, really good and vibrant. So I encourage you, if you want to go check out the Whole Foods Reset, of course, we've already started as a group, but you're welcome to do it on your own. Just pick 7 days once you purchase the cleanse. You get a coaching call with me, a couple of them, I think, if you're doing it on your own. I'm trying to remember how I set that up, but you also have access to all the materials, videos to get you started on that journey. So go look at that at healthcoachheather.com if you're interested. If you're not following my Instagram stories, I'm always posting in there about my day-to-day life and what I'm cooking up and what I'm doing. So be sure to follow me there and check out my YouTube channel, Nourished Connections, where I'm really dialing in, posting more video content for you guys, more coaching tips, free advice right there on my channel, healthy recipes, exercise tips, all the good stuff. So go over to Nourished Connections on YouTube, check it out, subscribe to that channel. And thanks for watching if you're already watching. Now let's get into being willing to change, because this is a topic, like I said, I've had to go through this several times in my life in order to achieve different results that have gotten me the life I ultimately wanted. And now I'm totally living it. I'm in love with my life. I love my life. And I want you to love your life too. Change. It's a word that can evoke both fear and excitement. The idea of leaving behind our familiar habits, routines, and comfort zones can be daunting. But it's essential to recognize that change is a fundamental part of our journey to a better life. It's a journey that requires us to be willing to adapt, grow, and evolve. So why is being willing to change so crucial? It's because it opens the door to personal growth, self-improvement, and the possibility of living a life that aligns with our true desires and aspirations. Now, when I started working at the bakery, I always have these moments where I'm giving you a story about the bakery, because for years I had really just been an entrepreneur, and I still am an entrepreneur, but just really solely doing my own thing. until just this year where I went to work at the bakery. And when I started working at the bakery, it was a challenge for me in so many ways. I didn't know how to bake the pastries. I didn't know how to do the things. I felt like they were all expecting me to know it overnight. The people there, I was trying to figure out how to get in a groove, meshing my personality with theirs. And there were some struggling times for me, I will admit. And I had to come home and do some deep reflection about how I could change things. But it wasn't until after I had been brought in the office at the bakery, maybe after 2 months of being there. I think I've been there about 3.5 months now. But after 2 months of being there and still trying to get the hang of things, I'm still slow, but I know how to do the job. I'm not like the super fast person. I feel like some things I can be fast at and other things I've just got to really think through it and take my time so I don't mess anything up and I don't forget an ingredient. I don't hurt myself or injure myself in any way, because that has happened to coworkers, believe me. And it's not fun when you have to have somebody who's so good at their job get injured on the job and then they can't be there for a while. So I don't want that to happen either. I want to be there. I want to be present. I want to do my job. But I remember thinking this thought in my head for, I don't know, it was for weeks, just in the beginning of getting the job. I just kept thinking the words, they're going to fire me. I'm going to be fired. They're not going to keep me on here. And I honestly didn't have a reason to back that up other than I wasn't super quick and I was still learning and I felt like they expected me to know more than I did at the time. Or, you know, I think it was just the energy of it all, trying to mesh with the coworkers too and not know my job and feel like I didn't fit in and all the things. Well, they did. They brought me in the office and they said, okay, look, we're cutting your hours back to just 2 days a week. And I needed this full-time job because we just bought this gorgeous, beautiful home and we need a second income for that home. So I was kind of in a bit of a panic, just for a second. I really tried to stay calm about it because I wasn't sure that I even wanted to be there anyways, to be honest with you. So I got out of the office and I was like, okay, so now I got to think of something else, maybe find another job. I don't know what I'm going to do. Try to push my neurofeedback some more, try to push coaching more. You can only push your own businesses so far if people aren't buying it or don't want to work with you. That's just, you have to find a way to make money if you need the money without having the pressure on your business to do that for you if it's not bringing in clients yet. So I came home, I talked to my husband, I did a lot of self-reflection. I started meditating on the life I wanted and the person I wanted to become. And I really started to listen to a lot of Dr. Joe Dispenza on YouTube. And he was saying all the things that I tell my clients when I'm coaching. And really it was, you have to change the feeling in your body in order to create the result that you want in your life. You cannot be stuck in pain and misery and suffering and expect to have this wonderful, beautiful outcome of a life. Whether it's working at a bakery, whether it's working at a post office, whether it's being a business entrepreneur or just your home, you're a parent or you're homeschooling. If the emotion you feel on a regular basis is frustration or confusion or anger or guilt or whatever the negative emotion is, you cannot produce that outcome that you desire to have in your life. If you want more abundance, you can't be feeling so much scarcity within you. You have to be willing to change. And I had to be willing to change. And what I needed was that wake-up call from this Dr. Joe Dispenza, who's a chiropractor. I don't know why I'm drawn to the chiropractors. My husband's a chiropractor, but the chiropractors that are my mentors that I follow online, are they have a very deep spiritual connection and they do a lot of energy work. And those people, for some reason, find me in my life at the right time and transform my life completely. So I started listening to him like every day, doing a meditation every morning, still doing it. It took me about 1 week, honestly, of doing a 20-minute meditation every morning and doing my part to transform my brain, being willing to change my thoughts about the people I work with, about my job, about how slow I am. It took me a good week, probably maybe two. And I was still listening to his stuff when I was working at the bakery. I had an AirPod in and I just listened to them. I would just listen to him. And as I was listening, it really did transform something in my body to want to change that thought in my head. And from there, I was able to really create a vision of the future I wanted to live into. And of course, that includes a thriving coaching practice and working side by side with my husband and going on retreats and taking people on retreats to different places that are fun and having my house paid off and driving the car I want to drive and giving the people money I wanted to give money to and could give money to, doing hikes with my husband, spending more time with him and my kids. All of these beautiful, amazing thoughts became a deep, personalized visualization for my life every single morning before I would even go to work. And I go to work early in the morning. Sometimes I leave at 4:20, 4:15 in the morning. So I'm up at 3:30 doing a 30-minute meditation first thing in the morning. It's the first thing on my brain. I had to be willing to change who I was. And now, I don't know, guys. All I can tell you is this magical thing happened with me where I started to love the people I worked with. I started to act like them in some ways, silly and goofy, and just let myself be that way and be funny and fun and just let loose and let go of this tightness within me of how I thought things were supposed to be, you know, versus let's just loosen up here. Let's not be so structured with myself and strict with myself and just letting it be easy and flow and fun. And so it took a good 2 weeks of me trying to transform who I was. And it's been a miracle. And honestly, I had one bad week at the job. Maybe a couple leading up to that, but like I complained for maybe a week to my husband. But after a week, he'd ask me and he'd be like, what went on at the bakery today? And I was like, oh, nothing. It was great. How so-and-so? And I was like, no, they're fine. It's great. Nothing. So I had to be willing to change the way I was speaking about people, change the way I was talking about people, even behind their backs. I had to change all of that. No more crap talking about anybody. It really just was a reflection within to change who I was, to love people better. How can I love them better? Praying for that to happen within me. And then when those opportunities came around to practice it, really being aware and practicing it. And it's transformed my entire experience at this job. And I love my job. And I love my coworkers. And I love going to work. I love every single one of them. And we're all so different in so many ways. I mean, I can't even tell you how different we all are. But when we work as a team and we get along and I contribute to that getting alongness that's happening, it makes the workday go by so much better for everybody, for me especially. It helps me to love my job. And not only has it helped me to love my job, it's helped me get really good at my job. I'm not like the best yet. I'm still refining some things, but I'm doing a pretty darn good job. It's fun when you've been there long enough and you relax into it, that you know what you're doing and you don't feel the stress in your brain of doing something wrong. But that's when you get in the groove of really enjoying what you do, is when you know how to do it well. So there was that. I had to be willing to change in order to love this position I was at. And I love it. It's great. But I think about my marriage and how that first year of marriage was difficult. I had these expectations and he wasn't meeting these expectations. He would go off hikes and runs and he wouldn't call me after 3 hours. And I didn't know. I was like, is he dead? Is he okay? But I had to just understand that this is the way this man operates, is sometimes he just doesn't check in. And I had to be willing to change my expectations of certain things within the marriage that I thought would be different. I had to realize that I married a man who loves sports, and if I really want to hang out with him, I'm going to go into his world and watch sports with him and do that with him because I love him. So what happened is I was willing to change for him, but also it helped me change for me. I love sports now. I love sitting down and watching a game and yelling at the TV too. It's kind of fun. It's awesome to get into a game, a college football game, especially. So it doesn't mean that we change who we are at our core, but it means that we are willing to be flexible in order to magnify and create deeper bonds and connections with people and relationships, because that's what really will bring you true fulfillment and joy in life. So marriage will test you every day. How can you be willing to change in your marriage to understand this person better, to love this person better, and to have a deeper connection with this person that you're with? You know, my son Dax and I sat down at the dinner table the other night for a good 45 minutes or so. He's going through a tremendous change right now with friends. He's realizing in high school that the friends you had in elementary may not stick with you through high school, and you're going to have to drop some of them. And so he's going through this whole transition of he's ready to grow and set goals and change his life and not waste so much time and become a better person in the world and have better relationships. And his friends aren't there yet. They haven't met him at his level. And this is what's challenging for him. And we know this lobster analogy. And Dax and I talked about this at the dinner table, how if you put lobsters in a pot to cook and one tries to crawl out, the others will pull him down. And that's how it is in life with friends. When one person's trying to grow and change and be better and do different things, the struggle is real when the friends start to pull you down and the family starts to pull you down. They're not comfortable with you changing. They don't like that. So you're going to have to be willing to crawl out of that pot and find new friends or go solo for a while until you do and keep growing, keep going. There's this cute meme of a butterfly and a caterpillar. You've probably seen this. They're sitting at a table together. They're sitting across from each other at a table. And the caterpillar says to the butterfly, "You've changed." And the butterfly says to the caterpillar, "We're supposed to." I think that is so magnificent. Each one of us is supposed to change. We're supposed to grow. We're supposed to find within us something that keeps us reaching for a better life, creating a better life. And it's not going to happen unless you have a vision for what that life is, for what you want that life to look like. So if you have no idea what you even want your future to look like, you've got to sit down. You've got to write out some goals, write out some plans for yourself. And don't worry about how it's going to happen because it hasn't happened yet. Don't worry about that. But write it down and visualize it every day and meditate on it. And that's where you get to let the magic happen and see what takes place in your life as you're thinking about your future. Think about your relationships. Think about the family you want to have. Think about the house you want to live in, the kind of car you want to drive, the kind of money you want to make, the kind of connections with people. I always think about becoming a published author. I've thought about for years about having my own cooking show. And now I have a YouTube channel and I do my cooking videos there. It kind of feels like I have a cooking show and I don't know where that's going to take me someday. And now I work at a bakery. I mean, I don't know what skills I'm learning there. That's like fine tuning me to jump into whatever's coming next in my life in the cooking world. I have no idea, but I'm willing to change and I'm willing to discover a different me. In the process, I think about all the time, like I said, becoming a published author and getting my books out into the world and what that's going to feel like and be like when I'm there. But I haven't created that for myself yet. I haven't created the time to get the books into a publisher and to get that going. I just haven't done that yet, but it's on my mind and I meditate on it. And the more I meditate on it, the more I know that it's going to come for me, that I'm going to make that time and I'm going to just do it. I thought about since high school, how cool it would be to be in a band. And that didn't happen for me until just last year. And now I'm in a cool band. We're the Salt River Sunshine. And now we're performing at farmers markets. The farmers market here in Gilbert, not the big one, but we have one, a littler one we go to the last Saturday of every month. We're going to go and perform there. And we do it about, I don't know how many months out of the year, 6 or 7 before it shuts down for the summer because it gets hot here in Arizona. So that's fun. And then I have my band come in to perform at my house, kind of like a housewarming party, treat in the street, bring a treat, bring your lawn chair, live music. It's going to be so fun. And my band's going to play here on next Friday. Next Friday they're coming. So this is all so exciting for me to kind of watch where some of my thoughts were when I was in high school. Like, this is how long some of these dreams have taken to watch things happen now. But I had to be willing to change who I was in order for these opportunities to show up in my life. I had to be willing to recreate my thoughts, recreate my relationships, recreate my inner peace through my thoughts that attracted this amazing life to me. And how many times are you going to have to be willing to change as a parent in order to get the result you want ultimately with your children, which is a loving, harmonious relationship where you're not mirroring their behavior and yelling back at them? I had to be willing to change so many times as a parent to try to figure out this dance. And right now I have a pretty good dance going with my kids and I do not want to jinx that. But some of the thoughts I had to change in order to accomplish this were thoughts like, I couldn't keep thinking the thought, they're so disrespectful. Because when I would think that thought about them, my actions would be yelling and angry and we don't do this and whatever I would say back to them. And then they would mirror me and then I would mirror them. And then it was this yelling back and forth thing. So I had to completely get rid of that thought. My kids are disrespectful. Scratch that. It's gone. My kids are just being kids. This is how kids act sometimes. Now who do I want to be? What do I want to do? What am I making it mean when they're saying or doing these things? And how can I show up with more love and more compassion for who they want to become and what they want to do? And how do I get them to do the things I would like them to do around the house and the way they treat each other? I can tell you right now, I did not have this figured out until recently. And I think I'm there now. I think I've finally figured it out. And the secret really was changing my own thoughts about their behavior and about who they are and giving them time with me one-on-one and space to talk. And being willing to just listen and to just love when they mess up, whatever they're doing, I'm just going to be there for them. When I came to those thoughts, it just was true love, pure love, amazing love for them. And we're in a very good place right now, I'm happy to say. So are you willing to change who you are right now to become something more? You can't keep doing the things you're doing on the weekends with your friends or during the weeknights and expect your life to be fabulous and amazing. You're just going to be stuck in the same cycle over and over and over again. Whether you have poor health or gut issues or brain fog or fatigue, all that stuff, if you just keep doing the same things over and over, eventually as you age, that just accumulates in your body and turns into a worser disease, possibly cancer. Your thoughts can cause cancer. If you change your thoughts about healthy eating and nourishing your body the right way, and you look at it as just a labor of love because you love yourself, imagine where that goes. And then you start to change your thoughts about your brain, about your mental health. And you just let things be and you don't resist things so much. Stop resisting. Let things be. Don't give your power away to other people. When someone you don't like walks in the room, why don't you like them? Do some self-reflection on yourself. What is it about that person you don't like? Do they have something within them that's within you that you don't like about you? This is some good inner work to do. Something good to figure out. Not giving your power away to any circumstance or person in your life who's in the room or does anything. Stop giving your power away. Just learn to love people better. And that will help you be even more willing to change. When you're willing to learn to love people better and not talk bad about them, not say rude things about people behind their back, but to truly just catch yourself. Catch yourself when you do it and just say, I'm done. I'm done doing that. I'm just going to love people. That's where your life really gets fun, my friends. So I'm going to leave you with that. You have to be willing to change in order to get the life that you want. Have a beautiful rest of your week, and I will see you next week. Bye-bye. Hey, I want to invite you to come work with me one-on-one. As your life and health coach, I am going to help you get your body and mind to a place where you feel inner peace, love, and joy all the time. So just go to healthcoachheather.com, apply for my one-on-one coaching program, Harmony at Home, or reach out to me in a private message, and I'll be able to get you more information about that.